What's up, creamers? It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sam E. Daddy.
Hello. First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
For real. And we're here to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
You know, the coyotes out there howling. Oh! It's pretty scary.
We are going to solve a pro wrestling mystery with Brewed But Not Poured. Two-faced rappers walk away with four shiners when they're hit with the John Cena. The John Cena what? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2025, the year of our goddamn lives? And as always, we'll leave a little room for cream. All that on this episode. Welcome back to Wrestle Cream. And I have a question for...
Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to say the name?
I have a... Well, I'm going to edit it out in post. I have a question for...
I don't care. No, you're good.
Actually, I have a question for you, Sammy Daddy.
Who's the Who? Daddy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm the daddy.
Me.
I'm the daddy. 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 Who's the daddy? Who's the daddy? I'm the daddy. I'm the daddy. The daddy. The daddy. I'm the daddy. I have come.
Anyway, have you watched any wrestling in the last week?
Yeah, you're gonna be proud of me. You ready?
Yeah.
I did watch Monday. I watched Monday Night Raw last night, but you don't care about that.
I do too.
Not well, I don't mean like dismissively, but like you're whatever. You know, you like it. You like that I like it, but you don't like it.
That's right.
But you know what I like that you like, that you will like that I liked? Dynamite 300 and Collision 100.
Dang, watched them both. I didn't even watch Collision, man.
Oh, you missed out. There was people fighting.
I know, I saw that people talking. Scorpio Sky returned.
Yeah, and actually, it's funny because I'm watching Collision, and we did the last week's show. We did the Pro Wrestling Revolution, and I really wanted to have him on my team and forgot.
Oh, really?
By the time I actually like sat down and wrote it out.
He makes total sense for it, for sure.
Where has he been?
No one knows, man.
But the Max Caster thing, I still enjoy.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't watch it every week, though, so maybe it's getting annoying, but it seems like the crowd is like really getting into it.
And it's always on Collision, and then so it's only on Dynamite cables.
I don't know. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean,
Bowens was on.
I kind of think that I think after so you know this new unified title they've got, right?
Not yet. This Saturday.
Yeah. And so
I'm saying officially.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Officially Saturday. So I mean, I'm not the one who thought of this. I've seen other people suggest this online that because AEW, they've said that this title was supposed to be equal to the world title. So I think they might do a brand split. And that's why they've been testing out when they might put Collision on, what day they might change Collision to.
Well, and wasn't that part of, not that this affects that, I guess, but that was part of the 4-hour Dynamite thing, I thought I heard, is that...
Yeah, that was it.
They were figuring out, like, what's the perfect time to, is it 8 to 10, 9 to 11?
The next week after they did that, having Dynamite and Collision back-to-back on Wednesday, the following week they put it on Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
So like they're just kind of putting it on.
So they're just figuring.
I wouldn't mind it.
It's weird
Thursday.
To me that they would try it that way.
I know, dude.
It's weird to me they try it that way
because the ratings weren't bad for those two shows, and I don't want them to get the impression that having a 4-hour show every week is a good idea. They don't encourage.
I don't think that's part of it.
Hey, Sammy Daddy.
Everyone's coming.
Where?
Here on Saturday. For All In Texas, are you?
No, probably not.
It's not in the nighttime though. It's in the daytime. It's at like 1.
What time?
It's
maybe. What is Saturday? I mean, I know that's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
There's real wrestling on Saturday.
Oh, what do you
mean? There's NXT and Saturday night's main event. You don't like commercials with your wrestling?
I thought NXT was on Sunday, but I guess I don't really know.
I think Evolution is the only one on Sunday. Okay. No, I believe actually, thank you for the invite, and I'll give you an official answer off air.
Okay.
But I believe that in the city, the sub city that I live in, you know, Cleveland's the city that we're from, but the suburb that I live in outside of Cleveland has their
home days
festival. So I believe
that
I
makes sense.
To do things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe in a thing called home days. Just listen to the rhythm of my Ferris wheel.
Yeah, you've heard it. You've heard that song?
Yeah.
That's their IX indoor amusement park-esque theme.
Yeah, no doubt. I just watched Dynamite, and I think I may have watched some New Japan, but I don't really remember all that much because I've been really focused on... It's like this week for me, mm-hmm. my three main fandoms, okay? Hip-hop, fucking wrestling,
mm-hmm.
and...
Superman.
And comic books and superheroes. And the start... Okay. The Superman movie comes out this week. That's the start of my favorite fictional universe being rebooted. And then... the Wu-Tang Clan and
the Dick Universe.
Concert. Yeah, exactly. The Dick Universe. Yeah,
the Dick Universe. I love
Dick
it.
Guy.
Aren't we all?
I say DC me down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean, sadly.
And then
right, so that covers the comic book. Now yes. give me the hip hop.
That's the Wu-Tang Clan and Run the Jewels concert. That's tomorrow. Wu-Tang Clan's final.
Well, you don't have tour. To do that. Oh,
mm-hmm,
it sounds
mm-hmm.
like you do now.
So it's a little bit of this and a little bit of this.
What's that?
They both have hand signs. This is the Wu-Tang Clan.
Uh-huh, I know that
the
one.
Jewels. They hold up chain.
Money. Hey, I paid money for the Wu-Tang emote in Fortnite. Okay, so I might know a thing or
oh,
two.
Oh, shit. They have that?
Yeah, and it does cash rules everything around me. That's Wrestle cool. Cream money. Dollar bills, y'all. And just plays it on loop.
That's sick. And then... You know, obviously
exciting.
All In, where I was telling my wife the other day, because I wore the shirt to my like in-law's house, my sister-in-law's
yes.
house or whatever, and they were like, is that a Lion King shirt? And I was like, no. And my wife was like, why did you have like a Western shirt on? I was like, this is Hangman Page, Hangman Adam Page. He's the Anxious Millennium
Cowboy.
He's a cowboy. I live vicariously through this man.
Don't we all?
I mean, I know I do, and I know that.
He looks good.
I'm the daddy. Damn it, dude. I don't know what.
Me too.
I love Double Double E.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I agree.
But I agree too.
I thought Hangman looks beefy.
He does. He's a
looks
beefy
ready.
Boy. He looks, he's a, you know, table for two, save me a bite. You know what I mean? Save me
You're
a
telling
bite.
Me. I'll take the other seat.
Oh, yeah, man. Got a mustache. He's got cool hair.
He looks good. And I think this is it, right? He's going to beat him.
I think so.
If he doesn't beat him, it will be like, will it be like like Brock Lesnar beating The Undertaker at WrestleMania level? Like of like that silence and disappointment?
I think there will definitely be disappointment. I mean, I really just don't see it not happening, you know. I think Hangman, he's the main character of AEW.
Yeah, I just...
He's got to do it. And, you know, the whole arc of him becoming
a
bad guy
telling.
And then all that stuff. Like, you know, it's just, it's got to happen, man. How long do we have?
Oh, that was the other, the Swerve ate. And then that was the other thing I saw was Swerve and Bruv can't fight for a year if they lose.
Oh, yeah, you did. That's right. You did. What? So you saw
I did like that they put the year thing on it because it makes it feasible.
It's not like Cody where it was forever. Yeah. Because then that could be great. Exactly. That could happen.
I thought that was great. Like, the Cody thing was great in the sense that you're like, well, he's not going to lose. And then he lost.
Right.
But then it backed them into a corner that they weren't ready to be in.
For
like,
sure.
Down the line.
And you're like, and like, the idea of Will Ospreay never being champion is absurd.
Right. So it would have been like, okay, so the Bucks are losing.
Definitely.
Because when he came out and said it, and all right, you guys are going to put up being EVPs, I'm like, okay, well, they're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Bucks are losing, those guys are winning. And then they threw the extra caveat of what we just talked about, them not being able to challenge for a year, and then that's when I was like, oh shit, this might go either way.
Right.
I don't think
right.
the Bucks being VPs, EVPs, whatever, I don't know. I feel like what's going to happen is they're going to lose and they're going to disappear for a little while again.
I was listening to Wrestling Observer, and Meltzer and Brian Alvarez both think that with the stipulations that they have, that's like an indication that the Bucks are going to win. Like, Meltzer was like, I mean, it's...
But that's why I'm still up in the
year?
Air.
I'm like, I really don't think so. I think the Hangman... All right, Hangman, I think the Bucks are going to lose still. Because
the whole year is...
Storyline. Dude,
the year is fast.
They have to have... Will Ospreay needs to win the title. at least by once.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
I don't think that Hangman needs to have a long reign. I think that they don't always have to have a long reign all the time. You know what I mean? Especially with baby faces.
It's the quality, not the quantity.
Yeah. And no, I feel like, quantity? And I think I that when you have like, when you've held the title hostage for almost a year, cause, fucking Moxley won the title from Daniel Bryan at All Out.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I think he choked him out at All Out.
Well,
and then
Bryan's,
the following pay-per-view,
didn't he win the belt at All In?
He did. And then, and then at All Out a week later.
And then it was right after, when they, or shortly after.
Put plastic over his head.
Yeah, it was like, it was not long.
The following pay-per-view, which I think went Full Gear, then they took the belt off.
That sounds right.
Took the title off him. But that's also a long time. Like 7, 8, 10 months or something.
No, I agree.
So I think when you hold the belt hostage like that for all this time, you could hot potato it a little bit. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing you could say with like the Roman Reigns bloodline thing, is he had it for 5 years or whatever, or maybe not five, three, what, I don't remember. 66, 160, I don't remember. 1,000, 2,000.
Word.
After they have that long reign, you did what you were supposed to do. Now it doesn't have to change every week.
Yeah.
But then like Jey Uso winning it from, so Cody had it for a year. I guess Jey Uso didn't win it from him.
Yeah.
That's not the point right now.
Right.
But Cody won it. Then he loses it. And it's like, okay, Cody had it longer than I thought anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And Gunther had it for a long time, and then he loses. And then, like, it's okay. Move it around. Like, just do what makes sense for the story. It doesn't matter.
Right. It's fine.
Because Roman Reigns having it for that long, I personally loved it. It's one of my favorite storylines ever. It might be the best storyline of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But if it would have been Roman holding that belt for that amount of time when he was the big dog in 2016 or 2014 or whatever, it would have been terrible.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
So it just depends on it. And like, I feel like the Moxley Death Riders thing is people are kind of over it.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I think people really hated it. And then, and especially like when he beat, who did he beat before Swerve? I don't know. And then when he beat Swerve, and then people started getting more behind it, like not more behind it, but like, well, people are like, it seems like it's coming to an end. So they're like, all right, fine.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm okay with what's going on right now, cause I think this is going to happen.
Yeah. But it's, if the it same doesn't happen, with, then that would just brought be it up, a ridiculous thing to do. Having Moxley win.
Yeah, but like with the bloodline thing, the first time Cody fought Roman, it was a given. Cody was winning, and then he lost.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But there was that initial, everybody hated this. This is the worst WrestleMania ever.
Yeah.
And then once it played out a little bit, it was like, all right, maybe that wasn't the worst thing ever. Then when it happened the next year, it's like, wow, this is cinema. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. This is the best thing ever. And I'm not, it's neither extreme. It's somewhere in the middle, of course.
One thing I think, why I think Moxley just needs to, there's no way that even like having another year or anything like that would be okay, is because, you know, when he was feuding with Adam Copeland, Cope made a point in the promo. He said something about like, you know, we're on Max now, and you have the championship belt hiding in a briefcase. Like, that's super stupid. And I agree with that. And like, the, you know, like they're having more, better viewership. And like, the title is not visible. It's dumb. They got to get that belt back out there, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the briefcase, right? We're not going to get some sort of swerve, right? Okay.
Right.
Because for a little while there, I'm like, there's something else in there.
And then like snakes fly at him or something.
That'd be great though. All right. I'm in. Never mind.
Yeah. And then Jake the Snake comes out and he says, I'm a champion now.
I knew I put those snakes somewhere.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like
that's how you breathe.
I may have watched some New Japan. I don't remember. Like, I've been watching a lot of Smallville. Remember that program?
The television series.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good one. I like.
Watched something. I was going to ask you. I watched half of Sinners.
Like the first half or second.
You seen Sinners?
Yeah, I seen Sinners.
The first half. First half.
Did you like that half?
Not because it was bad, but because I sleep. It was a lot of the building up in the story, but I did enjoy it, and I'm excited to see what happens.
Right on, man.
I just can't stay up anymore, man.
Yeah.
I try to watch stuff. I watched the Squid Game. I finished the Squid Game. I watched something else. Oh, The Last of Us. You do that one?
No, but not for any reason. Just, I'm sure it's good. Everybody says it's good.
I never did. It looks like it.
I mean, it's like right. mushrooms.
You ready for something?
Yeah.
You ready for something?
You bet.
It's fine. That's it. It's fine. Like, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's bad by any means, but I don't understand what's putting it on that like top tier level for people.
Yeah, I think
but maybe I'm just missing something. They tell a wonderful story, yeah. And I do too.
Everybody,
and there's a couple episodes where they're very just character driven, and they're explaining like they do a wonderful yeah. job of it. Everything they do really well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe that's just what it is.
I think,
but like
HBO
I don't know.
In general,
I'm curious what happens.
Has a lot of quality shows, you know.
It's great, but it's not my favorite. That's all I got to say. Yeah, sorry about that. I got something for you, too. A little wrestling thing before we get into the next segment. And you know I don't believe in hot takes.
That's right.
But I feel like these are opinions not a lot to share with me. Goldberg's wrestling Saturday, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate Goldberg. I don't hate him.
I think we did talk about this a couple weeks ago.
A retirement match.
When he came out and challenged.
I don't know. Like, yeah, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
I feel like people are upset about it. Like, it's okay. Goldberg sucks as a wrestler and did it. No, Goldberg was like the coolest thing ever for a couple years. Okay. You yeah. weren't there, man. Like you were there.
But I wasn't watching.
I don't need kids on the internet. Yeah. I don't need kids on the internet telling me, no, Goldberg was the shit.
Yeah. I mean, I do
not
agree
anymore.
With those kids. I think Goldberg
that he doesn't need to be. Goldberg does suck, but he was still the shit.
Sure, sure, sure. But
you can be the shit.
I don't care that
shit.
He's challenging Gunther for the title.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to yuck your yum, you know. I'm glad that you like Goldberg. I didn't watch WCW, so like my interpretation of Goldberg is just from like other people telling me that he's good. You know what I mean?
And he's not.
Well,
I want to say this.
He was good in a way, like, you know, it's
for
not like
time,
he's going to
he
have like
fine.
A Will Ospreay kind of a match, but that's not necessarily the only kind of good wrestler that you can be.
No, but you can be the shit and be the shits at the same time.
True, true.
But, and so, whatever. I don't want him to win or anything, but like, it's not, whatever. It's not a big deal. It's Saturday night's main event. Who cares?
Do you think if he did? Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking too. Like, not to put R-Truth down, but like R-Truth main event at WWF or WWE main event. You know what I mean?
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
It's not like he's going to.
Yeah.
It's not
fine.
That big of a deal. Yeah. It's not a PP.
It's fine. If he wins, I'll be shocked. But
yes, no doubt.
It's weird. And the other thing, just I'll do a quick one too. Same vein. Nikki Bella's back. I don't know if you know this.
I do.
I think she was supposed to do, I don't know if I heard Brie might come back, whatever. She clearly was supposed to do something with Liv Morgan and then Liv got hurt. So they've thrown Nikki into this. There's a battle royal at Evolution and the winner gets a shot at the one of the belts at Clash of the castle. I don't know. It's in France, so I don't know if it's a castle.
Okay.
But whatever.
The croissant.
I believe that's what it's called this year, yes. And so I think all she did was like a promo, like a little promo. It was like a pre-recorded video or whatever, and she talked about she wants her son to see her wrestle and you stand up for who you are and da, da, da. And guess what? It really wasn't a great promo. It's not like she's like great at promos and she's not a great wrestler. I like the Bella Twins.
I think
they get a lot of hate. They're in the Hall of Fame.
See, there's got to be someone I like that's not a good wrestler.
They're in the Hall of Fame, which is kind of like, I get it. I would think it'd be later down the line, but they've been out of wrestling. I wish Brie, I know obviously she has a connection or two to AEW,
mm-hmm.
but I wish they would come back. I wish they would be a tag team for a match or two, challenge for the tag team.
I mean, I think she will come. I think she'll be at Evolution. No,
she should be.
Yeah,
she's Brie Bella.
I don't think there's any problem. Like, I don't think Bryan Danielson would be like, no, babe, you can't do it.
No, I don't think he cares at all. It would be 100% in her. I think number one choice, obviously, is hers.
Yeah.
And the number two choice would be WWE/TKO or whatever. But I like the Bellas. I like Goldberg. I don't want to see him every week.
Right.
But on a Saturday night's main event and a all-women's pay-per-view.
Right.
Yeah. As great as women's wrestling is, and as great as their roster is in NXT and Raw and SmackDown, you can bring in some of the legends. Trish Stratus is fighting.
I see a lot of people online, you know, the thing that's making them upset about Goldberg challenging for the world heavyweight title against Gunther is that he just shows up and
yeah, gets a shot.
He's challenging, and he hasn't won any matches or anything like that to like earn a title shot. But in fairness, and again, I love the guy. I'm only saying this because people are being kind of hypocritical. How many people did R-Truth beat before he challenged John Cena?
Right. It's not like he was on a crazy roll.
Nobody complained about that because they love R-Truth.
And it was a good story. That's all that matters.
Right.
The Goldberg-Gunther thing is not a good story.
But at least they've been planting seeds for it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All I think they needed to do was Gunther, they pretty much did it, but not really. Gunther just should have said, I've been champion for 2/3 of my career in WWE and NXT.
I saw that online.
I've gone through everybody. I can beat anybody. So I just beat Jey Uso. I'm done with Jey Uso. And I think all he had to say was, who's next? And then Goldberg comes out because it goes with the year next thing. That's it. That's the only thing I would have liked.
Yeah.
But then the other problem, and we're not going to get into this conversation now because it'll be the whole show, but like spoilers and stuff ruin that.
Yeah, definitely.
Goldberg gets a reaction. Jey Uso, people shit on him online all the time.
Right.
Gets some of the crazy. He gets... And people won't like hearing it in this way, but like Daniel Bryan's in yes movement.
Yeah.
Reactions. Like that's how loud that crowd is for Jey Uso's entrance.
Yeah.
He's nowhere near Daniel Bryan. But
everyone's coming
to their television to cheer on Jey Uso.
Exactly. The kids love him. People love him. They want to yeet. Yeah. They're just yeeting over here. And I think, over there.
Yeah. People, I think the online fans are just the vocal minority. Cause like, you know, it's been for the last couple of years, like, very common to see everything that that's posted about AEW in a positive way being like shit on. And I like AEW. It's my favorite promotion. So when I see this stuff, I disagree with it, but I don't comment. Like, I don't really feel like getting into an argument with some troll. So like the majority of people, I think, just go whatever. And that keeps growing. You know what I mean?
They're I think so.
It's just like people who want to get into a fight online that are saying that shit.
I think you could relate it to comic books and hip hop. Same thing.
All fandom is toxic.
Fans are the worst.
Yeah.
The worst thing ever is fans, unless they're creamers.
The best fans in the world.
Only positivity here.
Yeah, there's no toxicity in this batch.
Well, if you think this is the worst show ever and you're negative, just watch and comment.
Right. And watch your back.
comment yourself. Hell yeah.
Sammy Daddy.
But enough about this.
You ready for some
Let me ask
rude?
You something.
Okay.
you ready for some brood, but not poured?
Who's the daddy?
Me.
I'm the daddy.
Yeah.
I am ready.
I love
brood, but not poured.
Me too. We haven't done it for a couple weeks, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't even remember the last
one. The last
one
was Adam Rose and the Rosebuds. Right.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
I had fun with that one.
Yeah, that one was fun. I like this one too.
I don't know about this one.
I had fun coming up with my idea for this one and like writing it out and stuff.
I'll explain it right when we get into it. I came up with the beginning and the end.
Okay.
Had trouble with that middle though. Had trouble with that juicy middle. But I got it. I'm happy. I'm happy.
I guess I had the end first and then I worked into it how to get it to happen.
Oh, that's how they do WrestleMania.
Yeah. That's how I think that's how you should do most storytelling probably.
I agree. But so, should I tell him? We should probably tell him which one we're doing.
You should tell him Sammy Diddy.
So Brood But Not Poured, for those uninitiated, or if you need a friendly reminder, is where we take unfinished professional wrestling storylines and finish them. We conclude them. We make an ending to something that didn't have an end, and it's beautiful. And this week, we are going to finish. Honestly, I feel like a lot of people have like bring it up or reference it when it comes to unfinished storylines is who cream pied Kevin Owens. Let me paint a picture for you.
Paint it.
Picture it. Columbus, Ohio, July 4th, 2016. They aired it during Raw, but before Raw was on the air to celebrate Independence Day, the WWE higher ups put together a big feast for all the superstars backstage. And one thing led to another. I believe, who was it? Who sang with Rusev? It was the Vaudevillains.
Okay.
And now he's the Dang. Commentator.
That's how long ago it was?
Yeah. Well, in 2016, 10 years.
And in English.
Almost.
And
Aiden in English was singing and did not get a good reaction. I don't know if they showed who, but somebody threw some food at him. And The Miz and Maurice stood up and said, hey, we're not doing this again. This is ridiculous. We got to stop doing this stuff. So then somebody threw a bunch of mashed potatoes or sprayed Miz with like a bunch of chocolate syrup. And he was wearing a nice white suit. And Marie said, that's ridiculous. I paid for this suit. So somebody threw like a bunch of mashed potatoes or something at her. And then it turned into a huge food fight. And there's a bunch of funny things. You should actually, it's a funny thing to go watch. It's a cute little thing.
I actually watched the part where like Kevin once got the, I don't think I was watching when it happened. No, I wasn't watching when it happened.
It's just a funny, stupid little throwaway thing. It's fine.
I like the way they did it. It was a goofy way to film it too, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
so
you see, like, it's like they film it as if you're Kevin Owens getting
if you're watching
your face.
It. Yeah. It's like, yeah. So you're, Kevin Owens hid under the table, though, for the whole food fight. Everybody clears out, except I think Heath Slater got double choke slammed by Big Show and Kane through a table and was knocked out, but everybody else was gone.
Right on.
And Kevin Owens comes out, and he says, this would never happen on Canada Day.
And then he bites into
and
a
he
hot
gets
dog.
Out, and maybe I think he, maybe he takes, yeah, you're right, it's a hot dog. And then he turns, and he gets a shocked look on his face, and then as you just alluded to, you get Kevin Owens' POV, and he gets cream pied. Right, right there. Bullseye. And then it shows him wipe the cream pie off his face. And we never know who officially was the culprit.
Right.
Now, the only thing I saw was that when Kevin Owens was asked about it, I don't remember when the interview was or who did it, or else I would cite them. He goes, well, technically it was Vince McMahon. Because he's the one that decided that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But that's not a real answer. That's not a storyline answer. We are going to give you the storyline answer, that and we're going to do it right now. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
It's up to you, Sammy Daddy.
Is that Sammy Daddy?
You can go first.
All right. Kevin Owens employs the help. I it's my understanding that he got the fashion police, right? Mm-hmm.
The fashion police were involved.
So when he asks the fashion police is when my story starts. So Kevin Owens employs.
Yeah, they did something online. Yeah. Sorry,
okay. This was it online. Okay. Kevin Owens employs the help of the fashion police. They interrogate Sammy Daddy. They interrogate Sami Zayn. They interrogate D-Bry. Dolph Ziggler, Rusev, Randy Orton, John Cena. They try to interrogate Kane, but no luck. It's time to head home for the day. As they empty out their lockers to hit the next town, Fandango pulls his bag from the locker and a small note falls from the locker to the floor. He picks it up. It says, "Hey, Disco, I think I know who threw the pie at Kevin. Meet me at the Waffle House on 5th Avenue at midnight." Breeze and Dango look at each other and storm to the car. They arrive at the Waffle House at 11:45-ish and look around for anyone familiar. 20 minutes go by, 30 minutes go by, 45 minutes, an hour, and still no one shows up. Breeze says, "That's it. This was obviously a prank." Fandango agrees. They stand up, and then they hear the bell sound from someone entering the door at the Waffle House. A man in a lime green hoodie with brown and pink polka dots on it sits across the table from them and says, "Sorry, boys, I was waiting for you at IHOP." He pulls his hood down to reveal our truth. Fandango, annoyed, says, "You chose Waffle House as the meetup spot." Truth says, "You're right, Disco, and for that I apologize." They ask him what he knows, and he stalls. He talks about everything he knows in chronological order from when he learned it in his lifetime. As he gets to the ring, as he gets to the things he learned at age 5, Tyler Breeze stands up and begins to put his jacket on. Dango says, "Yeah, I agree," and gets up and grabs his jacket. Truth says, "Wait," worriedly. "Fine, fellas, I'll tell you who pied Kevin," he says. It was Fandango and Tyler Breeze try to rush him along by saying yes after each time he says, "It was." "It was." Fandango snaps and says, "Fuck off, Truth. You know, your name should be our lie, because that's what you do. You lie. You don't know who cream pied Kevin. R-Truth begins to cry as he loudly proclaims, it was me. And Fandango and Breeze look at each other with shock. Breeze says, but Truth, why would you pop that sweet cream onto Kevin's face like that? Fandango says, yeah, Truth, why would you do that? Through his tears, R-Truth says, I didn't mean to, fellas, honest. He says that when he saw the pie, he thought it was the money in the bank briefcase, and he was trying to cash it in. Fandango says, but Truth, Kevin Owens isn't WWE champion. Dean Ambrose is. R-Truth readings by explaining. I don't know what I was trying to say here. R-Truth explains that he knows Dean Ambrose is WWE champion. He's not an idiot. He thought Owens was simply Dean Ambrose dressed up in disguise. They talk for a little while longer as Breeze jots down some notes in his notepad. Breeze says, well, I think we have everything we need. Fandango, what about you? Fandango agrees. R-Truth says, so, am I free to go? Fandango looks at him as the camera slowly zooms in on his face. And he says, not in that hoodie, you're not. The end.
That was good. Thanks, I really like that.
Thanks, man.
You did a good R-Truth. You portrayed him truthfully.
That's what I was going for.
I have a fun fact because I didn't put two and two together. When Money in the Bank happened, that was where Dean Ambrose got the title. Did you know that? Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's where all the Shield guys had it in the same night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I actually looked at it because I wasn't sure who he would steal it from. You said it.
Yeah, you said it right. Or you said that. I'm like, oh, he looked it up. But I don't know if you knew that was, I think Seth beat Roman, then Dean cashed in the same night to beat him. So everybody in the Shield had the belt within like 10 minutes. I didn't see it live because I got to go see Ringo Starr in the All-Star Band. So I got to see them in 2016. Yeah, it was sweet. It was sweet. But we don't have to get into that now. Okay, hold on. Let me set up myself. I don't think I said it on the show, but I told you off there. I gave myself kind of some restrictions.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
So this happened July 4th, and by August...
The birth of the United States.
Yeah, that was the day this event
happened.
Was
it the same year, or...?
It was like a couple... It was at least 5 years before that.
Right on.
I think. So, that was July 4th. By August, on the August 29th Raw, Kevin Owens won the Universal title.
Hell yeah, Kevin.
So I wanted to keep that happening.
Okay, so that's just a few weeks later.
So I placed everything between that time frame.
Okay.
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, don't worry. You'll know the dates because it's part of my story. So the first week is pretty easy. So July 4th happens. He gets the pie. End of story for that week.
Hell yeah, man.
July 11th, Detroit, Michigan. Kevin Owens comes out and he just cuts a promo vowing to find the attacker. He's never felt so violated.
Oh, yeah.
By getting that cream pie on July 4th.
Who wouldn't?
And he vows to find the attacker. This is right around the same time him and Chris Jericho become friends.
Okay.
So that still happens. I'm trying to keep as much to the what actually happened.
That was a good time. I mean, I saw bits and pieces back then because I still have friends that watched
it. They were the highlight. So I'm going to reference it in a little bit. But that's when he was doing the list of Jericho.
I think I have a Funko Pop of Jericho with the list.
Yeah, that's right around that time, and they do the Festival of Friendship early 2017, I think, so not long after this. Sick. They have the WrestleMania match and all that. So, the July 4th incident happens in Columbus, Ohio, so Kevin Owens goes back there. July 11th, Detroit, Michigan. Kevin Owens comes out to the ring. We did it. Kevin Owens comes out to the ring, says he's never been so violated in his life is when he got cream pied last week.
You know, I haven't been cream pied like that, but I think I could relate. You know what I mean? I would feel that way.
We all feel the same. For sure. We all feel the same. It's just a quick little promo, vows to find the attacker. He goes back to Columbus, Ohio, the city that you're going to see that concert. That's where the cream pieing happened. He's going there. He goes back there the next week. So July 18th, Columbus, Ohio. Kevin Owens, it's a bunch of vignettes of Kevin Owens going to all the pie shops in the city and talking to the owners, the workers, whoever he can talk to at these places and asking.
Pie enthusiasts.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody in the vicinity.
Yeah.
And he's asking if they've seen any suspicious activity involving cream pies. And he gets kicked out of every store and gets no answers. July 25th, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So Kevin Owens, with the help of his best friend, Chris Jericho, they try interrogating the Raw roster. They're just kind of getting laughed at and shrugged off. Nobody's taking them seriously. However, in the background, there's a shadowy figure. August 1st, Atlanta, Georgia. Consumed with finding out who cream pied his best friend, Chris Jericho marches to the ring and puts the whole roster on notice. And he lets every WWE Raw superstar know that if they don't come forward and they help solve this mystery, that they're going on the list. But before he can click the pen and officially put them on the list, the Titantron lights up and it shows Kevin Owens just sitting in the back, just depressed and downtrodden. And there's a mysterious figure right. is seen behind him, just carefully tiptoeing closer and closer. Son and Jericho yells, "Kevin, look out!" and sprints out of the ring to get to the back. Jericho gets to Kevin Owens in time, and Kevin Owens goes, "Hey, what's going on?" He had no idea.
Right.
Jericho's trying to tell him, and he's saying, "Come on, man. Like, I know we're friends, but it's not funny, like, right now. Like, don't mess around." And Jericho's trying to make him believe him. And then out of the corner of their eye, they see on the floor cream pie. Oh, yeah, wow. It's serious. August 8th, Anaheim, California. So with the close call from last week replaying in their minds, Kevin Owens and Jericho are on the hunt. They look under every table, behind every ladder, but to no avail, until they hear a giggle in the distance and see cream pie on the floor. They follow the sticky trail to a dead end, but the only thing is a metal bucket full of cream pie. They look at each other, both knowing they missed the perpetrator by seconds, but also what needs to be done. August 15th, Corpus Christi, Texas. Kevin Owens and Jericho set up a sting operation. They place a cream pie under a giant upside down box with one side held open by a stick in a perfect Y shape. One end of a piece of string attached to the stick and the other end in their hand, waiting all of Monday Night Raw for the culprit to take the bait. Finally, at 10:57 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the mischievous cream pie guy goes for the trap. A sleeping Jericho and Owens are awakened by a giggle. They see their plan is working and pull the string, capturing the mystery assailant. They walk over, flip the box over, and reveal Doink the Clown. Doink continues to laugh as Jericho and Kevin Owens look at one another and simultaneously say, "That makes sense." Case closed.
That was a good story.
The following week, Kevin Owens beats Neville to enter a fatal four-way the next week, and that's where he wins the Universal title with Triple H's help. The end. Cream pie.
Great story.
Thanks.
Yeah, man. Now, do we have ChatGPT write a story with your elements and my elements?
If you would like.
We have to. It's tradition. Okay.
Let me type that up for you.
Thanks, man.
Please write 250 words finishing the unfinished storyline of who pied. I'm just gonna go that way so they don't get too weird.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens On the, I'm gonna get some details here. On the July 4th, 2016, Monday Night Raw. And please involve. So what should we take from your story? Waffle House?
Hell yeah.
And from my story, we will take something.
What about
a big box or a cream pie bucket? No, I didn't think about this part. I didn't really leave it.
What about if you incorporate Chris Jericho from yours?
Okay, I like that. Please write 250 words finishing the, oh, I put the wrong word, finishing the unfinished storyline of who pied Kevin Owens on the July 4th, 2016 Monday Night Raw, and please involve Waffle House and Chris Jericho.
Perf. Perf.
You ready for this?
You betcha.
On the July 4th, 2016 episode of Monday Night Raw, a food fight broke out backstage and left Kevin Owens hilariously pie-faced and the culprit never revealed.
Hell yeah.
But the mystery didn't end there. It festered. For years, Owens insisted he was framed. That pie wasn't accidental, and it wasn't fun. It was personal. Flash forward to a backstage segment in 2025. The year of our lives. Kevin Owens is venting to Sami Zayn when a receipt falls from a dusty WWE archive box. A Waffle House bill from July 4th, 2016. Scribbled in Sharpie, thanks for the pie tip, Y2J. The camera cuts to Chris Jericho, now rocking a sequined Waffle House apron and claiming to be a regional franchise owner in between tours with Fozzy. Owens storms in.
All right.
You? It was you this whole time? Jericho grins, shrugs, and pulls out the list. No, I didn't just pie you, Kevin. I pied you because you were rude to a waitress in Tallahassee. That puts you on the waffle list. Yes. Owens, shocked, denies it, but Sammy steps in looking sheepish. That was actually me. You just took the fall. Silence. Owens takes a deep breath, picks up a cream pie from the counter, and blasts Sammy with it. Apology accepted, Owens says. Jericho beams. That's the kind of Waffle House reconciliation I like to see. The segment ends with the three sitting down to hash browns, the great pie mystery of 2016 finally solved over scattered, smothered justice.
All right, ChatGPT.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as ours, though.
No, but it was definitely different than ours. I'll give it that. I mean, it took place.
It
in
was
the
not
present.
That's probably one of the best ones it did.
I would have to agree with you on that one. It did its best, but we did our best.
Yeah. So let us know who's the best.
Yeah,
in the comments.
Why don't you comment below and let us know? You know, did ChatGPT beat us? Did we beat ChatGPT?
No.
Yes. The answer is no. We definitely beat ChatGPT.
I like yours. Yours was very, your characters were very well represented.
Thanks, man.
For how they actually were or are.
I like yours. Kept me at the edge of my seat. It felt like it really was an episode of Law and Order.
Yeah, the sound effects help. Thank you.
Anytime, Sammy Daddy.
I didn't know who to make it. And then I just kind of thought, wait, Doink the Clown would pies people.
It was, and you know what? You're gonna get that.
He's
one
known
dude,
to cream pie.
That one guy, that new creamer.
Oh, Sully.
He's gonna love it. Yeah.
Sully's favorite wrestler's Doink the Clown.
He's gonna be like, dang, Sammy Daddy. He's gonna be like, wait a minute.
I hope he watches.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah, I'll say yes, it is. I'll say, is that Sully?
He's gonna say,
who's the daddy? Who's the daddy?
Me.
I'm the daddy.
I'm the daddy. I feel like James Brown.
I often, when people ask me to describe you, I say James Brown. He's basically the James Brown of Russell Crane.
That's what I say about you.
No.
I say that about you. I swear to God.
Get out.
I go, he's the godfather of Russell Crane.
Oh, yeah, man. Sammy Daddy, what's the John Cena quote of the what of the week?
Well, The John Cena quote of the week is, trying to please everyone is a surefire way to reach no one.
Sammy Daddy, what's your match count for 2025, the year of your, the year of my lives?
My match count, for whatever you said, is 427 matches. I'm back.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah. Let me give you this. You're going to like this one.
I think I know what
your match of the week's going to be. But really? It's not mine.
Interesting.
This is mine.
I think I know what you think my match of the week's going to be.
And it's not?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be honest. I'm not going to say, but I'll wait till you say it and then I'll whatever. My match of the week, however, give you a little hint here.
It involves those blokes.
Those blokes fought the blokes. I'll give you another hint.
What?
FTR versus the Outrunners.
That's a cool match.
It was a good match. Collision. It was really good. It was just a solid tag team match I really like FTR.
Yeah.
I enjoy the Outrunners. That's the way I would put it right now. I just don't see enough of their work to say that, but FTR I really like. Maybe they are the greatest tag team of all time. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. But I really enjoy them, and I don't get to see them a lot because I don't watch Collision very often.
Yeah.
And there was actually points, obviously, later in the match that I thought, oh, shit, the Outrunners are about to win. And they didn't.
Yeah. But I think that's a testament to how good FTR is.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was a couple matches on Dynamite or maybe even on that show that I went, oh, I like that. Maybe that's it. And then when that one happened, I went, oh, this is it.
Yeah.
It was just a good tag team match. And I like tag team wrestling.
Hell yeah, man.
Tag team wrestling is better than, I thought I liked trios the most, and maybe I do. And it just, I guess it depends on what, and maybe it's just a good one-on-one match.
I think that,
but
yeah.
Tag team. I think tag team wrestling might be the best wrestling when it comes to that.
I think so too. I think tag team wrestling is my favorite kind of wrestling, which I guess would make the Young Bucks my favorite wrestler because they're my favorite.
Which is fair. Now you can do that.
Yeah.
So that's mine. But what is your match count?
My match count for 2025, the year of our lives, is 534 matches.
Nice.
My match of the week. Now, I know you think my match of the week was Kota Ibushi versus Kazuchika Okada. But my match of the week is actually the Young Bucks and Takeshita versus Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, and Bandido. Heroes versus trios match.
That was cool.
So yours is a tag match, mine's a trios match.
I think it depends on the promotion, maybe, favorite is.
Well, for this specific time. But I think most of the time, tag team matches. But you know what? I think the Young Bucks are good at any kind of multi-man match. They can make a 10-man tag interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
They're just really good at...
That was a good one.
They're really good at tandem offense.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I like the... There was one point, and I'm switching it back to my match of the week, the Outrunners and FTR, that the Outrunners hit the shatter. What is it, still the shatter machine? I don't know what they call it.
It was the shatter machine, and then it became the big rig, but it's the shatter machine again.
Whatever, that move. And they hit it, and they didn't hit it as good as FTR hits it, but still, I like that stuff. I like I don't like two good wrestlers on a team. Like, I know, Swerve and Ospreay are kind of doing that.
But that's different.
But just,
it's not like they're going to go for the tag titles.
Right. I want that unless they lose.
Oh, yeah, then that's one of the only titles they can go for.
Oh, well, my gosh.
I guess if they had a draft, if they had a split roster, then they could just go for the unified title.
You know lame. What I mean? Lame.
I don't want them to do that.
Lame.
I'm just saying, or maybe it's possible.
Yeah. I don't think I like the name.
The unified title?
It'll grow on me.
I don't like the name either, but I think that AEW isn't above changing the name of their title. The All Atlantic title, and then they change it to the International. So I just assume they'll probably change it when they realize it's a stupid name.
It's hard. I get it is a unified title, but right. I mean
that just doesn't sound.
I guess the different undisputed champion. Championship sounds good to me.
It does, but you can't.
Where it's the same idea.
Right, but they have unified. A world title, so it's disputed. So they can't name it.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. It's bad in that sense. Yeah. But when it was the only belt, it made sense.
For sure. If they unify the unified title and the world title, then they can call that the undisputed title.
The unified world title. Send the check to Russell Kreme. I'll split it with you. Hey, Hot Joe.
Yes.
Do you you got any room for cream?
You know I do, man. I got some room for cream for you right here.
Room for cream pie.
Grabs crotch. My room for cream is this Saturday at 2 p.m. is a show, a wrestling show that I've been anticipating for a very long time. It's a little show called All In Texas.
Oh, I thought you were going to do a New Japan show.
No. And I'm very hyped up for it.
Good.
I'm going to do a little prediction video kind of thing like we always do before papes.
Oh, I can't wait.
But I'm probably going to do it tomorrow or like so I'm doing a different day because this one's at 2 p.m. So it's not really something I'm going to do in the morning, you know?
No, that'd be crazy.
It would be nuts. So I'll probably do the review the same day then.
You could.
Yeah.
Well, maybe in their pay-per-views, it'll end at like 9.
Yeah, right.
No, I think they...
I am. Ending at 9. Yeah. Perfect. Oh, yeah, you got one, too. It's exactly the same.
Yeah. No, I think they've done what I've paid attention to. They've done a good job of getting people excited for it. And I'm not going to say this is like a make-or-break pay-per-view for them, but I think this could potentially be a very big one for them. I think there's a lot of eyes on them. There's a lot of people that have, I don't want to say soured, but aren't as high. WWE was riding high for a little while there in recent history.
Because cats so.
Did you just get bit?
Yeah.
WWE is cooled off a little bit, I think, in some's eyes. I don't know if that's how you say that at all. And people, I feel like I've seen people saying they're going to go watch AEW and they're doing pretty good. So this would be your big pay. This is their WrestleMania. And if they want it to be their WrestleMania, you got to give the people what they want. You got to give the. Oh, the people love it.
Hell yeah, they do.
So.
No, I agree. You should be
excited, and this is a big one.
There's a lot of good matches that are going to be on it. I mean, like the Young Bucks versus Swerve and Ospreay will be a phenomenal match.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Battle Royals will be good. I think Christian Cage and Nick Wayne are going to be the tag team champions.
It's the Hurt Business and them, and who else? Speedball?
Chet Speed, yeah.
Speedball and Kevin Kelly.
Kevin Kelly, yeah, he's decided to drop the lawsuit with AEW.
Yeah.
He's now an active member of the roster.
I'll drop this lawsuit if you give me a tag team title shot, and I get to be with Speedball, Mike Bailey.
Yeah.
And, oh, that'd be cool. Who's Adam Cole's going to lose?
I hope so. I think that...
He better.
I think Kyle Fletcher could make the TNT title mean something.
I will be more surprised if Adam Cole wins than if Moxley wins. Put that on vinyl.
Okay. Wait. I think I have. Say that again.
Put that on vinyl. Thank you.
I am.
You're probably wondering how I got in this spot.
Exactly.
I don't remember what else. Tony Storm, and I don't know about Tony Storm. Are they, it's not unifying the belts, but nope. It's for both belts.
It's not for both belts.
It's just
only
for which
one? The World Women's Championship.
That's silly.
Mm-hmm. That's how I don't feel like.
That. I don't like that. So Tony's going to win?
I don't, I mean, I'm going to put her as my pick for who I think is going to win.
Don't tell us yet. Hold on, wait. Oh, we are.
Or maybe I'll do Mercedes Moné. I'm not sure yet.
Joan Hart. I think she's a wrestling fan.
She's a big wrestling fan.
I call her Melissa Joan Mark.
It's funny because I'm actually the cat that I'm petting under the table's name is Salem. Speaking of Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, that was the homosexual cat from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
The very same. This cat also homosexual. That's why he's under the table.
Hey.
Nah, you don't do anything like that, Red Salem. He can't talk right now. Got a mouthful.
He's of what? Anyway.
I'm the daddy!
Is that Salem?
Yeah.
I love double E!
I didn't mean to hit that one. I meant to hit.
That's fine.
Every
Everyone's coming.
So, you ready for this?
You got a room for Cream Sam and Daddy?
I do. You ready for this?
You bet I am.
You ready for this? All right. So there's an Instagram account I follow. Usually it's just memes.
Nice.
Wrestling memes. It's Still Real After Party. I don't know if you follow them. Put up memes. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're bad. Whatever. But the one they put up here, it's just the picture is just Roman Reigns going like, hey, that's none of my business kind of pose. Or like, okay. hey.
Yeah.
But what they put above it is, you ready for this? You know this hits home for both of us, but especially when I read it. Lucha Underground was the last real alternative. Oh, sorry. I read the sentence wrong. But that's Lucha Underground was the last real alternative. Everything else is just a version of WWE with different paint.
I don't agree.
Wow.
I do think that you could make, like, you could say it's the, like, the last real alternative
to
just professional wrestling in general.
It is.
But I think that's how
WWE is being used in that sentence.
Yeah, but so I don't
Let's change it. Let's change it to Lucha Underground is the last real alternative.
Okay.
Everything else is just pro wrestling with a different coat of paint.
Okay, that's fair. I would agree with it then. And I think so.
Because there hasn't been nothing like that since. Definitely not since.
Right.
The closest thing I think you would have is when Broken Matt Hardy was allowed to kind of do his thing in TNA and in WWE a little bit. That's probably the closest thing you can say.
For sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of like the main, you know, a lot of the professional wrestling landscape is made up of Lucha Underground guys.
I was thinking about that recently, too. It's pretty wild. When we were talking about it last week.
Yeah. And
I was looking at all the names, like top of the card, bottom of the card, middle of the card, all the promotions.
Yeah.
There's people.
And like MLW, because doesn't MLW do like something Aztec?
They did Aztec Underground.
Yeah.
Azteca Underground, something.
Yeah.
And Dario Cueto was part of it and stuff like that.
And I feel like that they have a relationship with CMLL and not AAA. So I was thinking about that. I'm like, is that why they can't? I wonder if that's got something to do with it. But I mean, obviously, they can't just use the name Lucha Underground.
I just want to know who owns it.
Who owns?
Because I did hear a conspiracy that WWE bought it and we're going to bring it back. That's when they were doing before Chad Gable and El Grande Americano started. There was some sort of rumor WWE bought it and they were going to do a spinoff or something weird, which I never thought. Well,
I mean, you never know, because
what's weird is
it could be owned by AAA.
Potentially.
I mean, it was AAA wrestlers.
But who has the rights to it, though, because there is a free El Rey channel.
Yeah.
And it used to play Lucha Underground every morning and then like morning to like mid afternoon or something like that on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And even on their little picture that comes up, it has Danny Trejo, Prince Puma, and Johnny Mundo. But every time I look, I never see Lucha Underground on anymore.
That sucks.
Which isn't bad. It's still like, it sucks that Lucha Underground's not on it. They still play like the kind of movies that you'd expect, kung fu movies or action movies, which is cool.
Yeah.
But I thought, all right, well, clearly that was like a big part of like what made people watch that channel. And like so much so that they put it in like their little advertisement to get you to try to turn it on. But if they're not playing it, where is it?
Good question.
Somebody's got to own it.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason they're not playing it.
Like, should we just put a bunch of Lucha Underground clips up and see who copyright strikes us?
That's a good idea. Like we're fishing.
Hey, I don't want to, real quick. You got something on your nose.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, right there. Right in the middle. Right by your septum.
This?
Right there. Yep.
Oh, did I get it? Did I really have something on my nose?
No. I'm trying to show off your piercing for the show. You brought it up last week. I was trying to reward the people that watch every week.
Well, I think we did talk about it.
Well, you said you were going to do it, but like you did it.
But I mean, I think we did talk about it today on this show.
You and me talked about it. I thought that was the part that was going to be edited out, though.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe it was. Oh, yeah. This whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my old septum pierced. You remember how I told you before that the
septum tura.
Remember I told you before that like I went to another place and they said, you don't have the anatomy for it.
Yeah, you don't have a septum.
He says, you don't have the anatomy for it. If I do it, it's going to be crooked. Okay. Then when I'm getting this tattoo, I'm telling the tattoo artist, yeah, man, I was going to get something to pierce. That was going to be so cool.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it because I don't have the anatomy. And he's like, what do you mean? So then he has their piercing person come over and put their fingers in my nose. And then she's like, no, I can do it. And I was like, okay, cool. So then I schedule it. I go. She does it, and it's crooked.
Son of a bitch.
I know. So I had to like.
Is it crooked?
It's not crooked anymore. I fixed it.
Your nose?
Well, you have to like. So like it was crooked this way. So you went
and got plastic surgery to get your nose the right way.
Rhinoplasty.
Yeah.
No, but I had to just kind of like turn it in a different, like the opposite way of where it was crooked for like 30 seconds every time I thought about it for like 2 days, and now it's fine.
What's it smell like?
I don't smell anything.
Oh, I mean, because they pierced your,
they got me right in the smeller. My smeller's not working anymore.
Right in the smeller.
Yeah, it's a broken smeller, and the doctor says I may never recover.
Oh!
Yeah, that's my room for cream.
You got a broken smeller?
One thing I don't like about it is that, you know, there's a lot of boogers in there in my nose.
Yeah?
They can't get them out, for God's sakes.
Just flip that thing up, wiggle it around, flip it down.
Oh, my God, that makes so much sense.
Flip it up, pinch, 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 wiggle, 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 flip it down.
Well, your wife has a septum piercing.
Yeah.
Did she have it before you got married?
Oh, yeah. Probably right before we started dating. Oh,
okay. Because when you probably don't know this then, but you have to like soak your nose in saline for like.
The cat?
Yeah. But you have to soak your nose in like saline for like 15 minutes twice a day. So. I just had like a little bowl of saline, and I just, and then it's for 15 minutes.
Be careful you don't drown.
Well, I mean, sometimes I do breathe in through my nose, and then I breathe out, and then little bubbles are in there. And that's the fun part.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I'll have to come over for that. Call me the next time you're doing that.
You betcha. I'll video it. It's going to be a very boring video. It's just going to be me staring down. Like the first few days, I would be like, yeah. I've been doing it on the arm of the couch, and then I would like lift my nose up, and then the arm of the couch would be soaked. And I'm like, how the fuck did I do that? Now I put a little cup in a bowl, so that way if it spills out, it spills into this bowl.
Oh.
But I was making the bowl, hell of a mess.
Soup's on.
Yeah, so there's like salt water with my boogers all over the arm of the couch. If you use that couch, I wouldn't suggest touching that.
I sit in the middle.
That's true. You're a middle boy.
Yep.
You say I ride bitch or I don't ride at all.
I want people to sit on both sides of me.
Very nice. It's like a big sandwich.
Because like if I'm talking to this, a Sammy Daddy sandwich. A sandwich daddy.
Yeah.
A sandwich dadwich.
Sandwich daddy? Wait.
Can be.
Is that sandwich daddy?
Yeah. If we're flying somewhere, give me the middle.
Word.
Because this person on my left's kind of boring, or they fell asleep.
That's true.
Oh, let me talk to this person on my right.
Because if you're on the end and then the middle person's boring, then you're going to have a terrible flight. Yeah.
Who am I going to talk to? The guy on the other side? No, nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. That's sick.
Nope. So I'm in the middle.
Gross to even think about.
Let me. This is the second grossest thing that's happened on the show today.
Well, that's all the time we've got for today, Creamers.
Creamer.
We love you.
And we wish you.
The best.
Best.
See that wrist? 7 years it's been broken. Owen Hart, dead. Why don't you go tell Mrs. Hart what a joke it is, huh?